Ah, those big splashy musicals. It always seems to bring everybody out in their finery as we settle back to enjoy a nostalgic look at a theatrical time capsule. I'll admit that many times I will find myself swept up in the proceedings, enjoy myself, and then quickly forget much of the play I just saw. Then there are those Christmas chestnuts that are not roasting on an open fire, those that get trotted out every so often to appeal to our sentimental side. And Barksdale Theater is giving us both of those types of shows at once with their latest production, Irving Berlin's White Christmas, which is playing at the Empire Theater downtown. That in itself is kind of a nostalgic Richmond kick in the pants, trying to revive the experience of going downtown to see the city lit up with excitement, and it comes this close to succeeding. Let me say right off the top that the audience sitting with me at the Empire loved this play. I am very distinctly in the minority with my opinion of the show. I have long found the book to this show, written by David Ives and Paul Blake, to be creaky and contrived. There are just too many coincidences, too many cutesy moments, too much treacle for my taste. Some of the songs are among my favorites, so maybe there is some sort of balance there. One thing this show like this needs is chemistry. When a couple of actors have that spark of electricity, then it's easier to get past some of the rough spots. As talented as leads Kevin Early and Freddie Tyson Kimmel are, they just didn't click for me. They do have good voices, so their songs are fun, and Kimmel is a heck of a dancer, but they never completely pulled me in. Their counterparts, Andrea Rivette and Michelle Lookadoo, come off a little better. Again, both are terrific singers, and Lookadoo is a very good dancer, but the cliched script reduces their believability. I did find some nice performances in some of the supporting characters. I've been a fan of Kathy Hollenda's for years, and her big brassy approach is a delight. Michael Hawke turns in a good performance as Ed Sullivan's producer. Steve Moore chews up a great deal of scenery in his role as the ancient curtain man Ezekiel Foster. And little Taylor Richardson even manages to steal a few scenes. Good technicals with Ron Keller's sets providing a great background, moving us from stages, trains, and barns with ease. Sue Griffin's costumes are a lot of fun, especially when she gets a chance to create showbiz glitz. Lynn Hartman's lights do a decent job. Derek Dumais' sound design is strong, and Leilani Mork's musical direction is also very strong. Director and choreographer Patti DeBeck is extremely talented, and she has proven that she can handle these big, splashy musicals with ease. I always look forward to them, even though I have reservations. I applaud the effort and the talent that went into the show, but other than a couple of performances and some better-than-average musical numbers, I've already forgotten it. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.